Welcome to Bevy of Bevies, the podcast about consumable liquid. This podcast is brought to you by Sea House and Jan and Cullen Ashley. How are you today, Cullen?
I'm great. I'm ready to crack this conspiracy wide open.
Sip. Today is a palate cleanser episode. I hope you all listened to last week's Coca-Cola can episode. That was an absolute banger. But today, Cullen, we are unlocking some bevy truth that has been alluded to on this very program.
Yes, I don't remember which episode it was exactly, but I believe I brought up that on YouTube Shorts, I saw someone say...
Your favorite.
Yes, I saw someone say that if you go to a restaurant and you order ginger ale and they don't have it, they will mix Coke and Sprite and give it to you and tell you it's ginger ale. And
so then, stupid.
And today we each have one can of Canada Dry ginger ale, and we each have one bottle of Sprite and one bottle of Coke. And I know you're thinking maybe the bottle and the can, something's gonna be different. This is not our doing. Our hands were forced. They did not sell any canned Sprite where we both bought our drinks separately, coincidentally.
Is that true that you didn't?
They
have
didn't
any
have any
cans.
They had cans of Coke. They were out
wow.
of Sprite.
Wow.
This is like I was trying to find buttermilk recently, and everyone was out of buttermilk. So maybe there's a shortage of Sprite cans. But anyways, whole new. That's season 3 palate cleanser conspiracy.
Sure, buttermilk gang.
We're not gonna really get into container talk. We're just gonna start cracking and start pouring. I think I'm gonna pour the ginger ale first, and we're going into glasses.
Wait, oh, you have two glasses. Okay.
Yeah, two cups.
I'm going straight to the dome from the can.
I just want to get the color right as much as
sure,
I can.
Sure.
Oh, this is already so light. There's no way it's gonna match this color. The color was a mistake.
And we're so you said 50-50 ratio is what we're going
for.
That
is what I've heard.
Okay, I'm gonna start with just a little bit of Coke.
Yeah, I'm gonna start.
Maybe you can start with Sprite Oh, sorry.
I was having a foam over.
No FOMO, burr.
Is what I said when I voted Trump out of office.
Don't make me do my. Don't pimp me to doing my Trump impression again.
All right.
Okay.
I'm some Sprite
releasing
in there.
The Sprite. How's the color look? Fun. Oh, yeah.
Here's the Sprite by itself.
And okay, it's looking clear.
So maybe if I thin it out on the Coke a little bit.
I think we should start with 50-50, and then we can tweak the ratios to try and get the color correct.
Yeah, so already, I've only done a splash, but you can't really tell a difference. You know? There's like a little bit of a darkness difference.
It's impressive. Mine's looking more like a dark ginger ale right now.
You've gone half. I'm going to keep adding Coke. My fear is that the Coke is just going to overpower the Sprite, and that's all you're going to taste.
You don't think it's
going to
taste like ginger ale?
Shut up! I'm not biased. I'm happy for this to be a fake conspiracy. Tasting the ginger ale first.
Are you worried that we're going too quickly, and then this episode's only going to be like 5 minutes long?
It's a palate cleanser. It can be as long as it needs to be.
Sure. I guess I will start then by... I'll drink it unbiased. I'm just going to drink the Coke plus Sprite. Don't say anything about how it tastes just yet. I'm going to drink my 50-50 Coke and Sprite. Whoa. Okay. This is crazy, but when I when I put the glass up to my lips, I smelled the bouquet of the Coke and Sprite, and I was like, this is ginger ale.
I'm not going to say anything. I want you to taste it.
Okay, I'm going to drink it. I got to drink it. It's crazy. I really keep holding it up to my mouth and smelling it, and I'm like, this is ginger ale.
You're so scared.
I am scared. I'm scared to taste it. Here I go. Okay.
it's not there, but it's not that off.
It's not ginger ale. So I would, the bouquet is uncanny. Like, I put it up to my mouth and I smelled it and I was like, well, this can't be right. I must somehow, this glass must have ginger ale in it. Okay. I'm going to taste some ginger ale now. I'll crack on mic.
Oh, I should have. That's my mistake. Yeah.
I'm going to taste some ginger ale and then I'm going to compare.
I mean, really, it's not that crazy to taste. Like, because it is, there's the lime from the Sprite, obviously, the citrus. And then you're getting, like, the spices from the Coke. And it's, like, spicy ginger. There's, like, a citrusy kick with ginger ale also. So I get where they're coming from, certainly.
If you gave this to me in a blind taste test and was like, here are two different types of ginger ale, which one do you prefer? I would probably be like, I like Canada Dry better, but this ginger ale is fine as well.
Yep, see?
But no, it can't be true.
So you know what's crazy is in my mind, because I tasted it, I was like, it's a little bit off. I need to add more Sprite. I added more Sprite, and it kind of killed it. I think you want more Coke than Sprite, weirdly.
But I feel like
the color, like, right can't now, get there, I think.
Sure. But I feel like right now, I'm like, this does kind of just taste like Coke, but I'm also, like, getting hints of ginger ale, like, behind it.
Yeah. I want to try...
Like, if you told me this was a combination of two different sodas, I'd probably say Coke and ginger ale.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try a little bit of something crazy.
Freshman, do something crazy. Asheroth.
For sure.
You ever fall asleep in the bread aisle?
Yes, but I was going Lark on my go-kart. So.
You love Lark on my go-kart.
So I did a new mix.
Mm-hmm.
Sprite with very little Coke, trying to match the color of ginger ale more to see how that works. I don't want to burp in the microphone.
It is a problem. I'm going to add a little more Sprite to get the color right. And after I add the Sprite, I'm going to take a picture. Actually, I'll take a picture now, and then I'll take another picture once I add the...
Like, if I gave this to you over ice, you'd be like, that's ginger ale.
Your color is looking very strong. Mine's a fair bit darker, I'd say.
So maybe it's not 50-50.
Yeah, I think that was always the tenuous part, perhaps.
I mean, it's like truly...
Like vodka soda, truly.
I'd say do like a little bit of Sprite and then like just try and match the color with the Coke and then taste that and see how it compares. Because that I think is pretty crazy right now.
I'm adding Sprite. Still looking a little dark to me.
I think that should be fine. Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you what I've got right now.
Yeah. That's like...
It is like quite amber. Yeah, those are pretty close. Mine's still a little dark.
A little bit darker.
I don't know. Those are actually quite close.
Yeah, I would say give that one a sip. Yeah, I can see. You don't need to rub it on your forehead to get like a background.
Come on. Okay, I'm giving it a shot. Not in a million years did I expect that Coke and Sprite would make ginger ale.
But it's pretty close.
Like, especially because the original impetus of the video is like the scenario you described. You're at a restaurant. You order ginger ale, so you're already expecting ginger ale, and presumably it's coming from in a fountain format, so you already have a little bit of, like, an appetite for, like, there's going to be some imperfections, it might not taste completely how I'm expecting it to or how I remember it tasting. If that was served to me, I think I would be hard-pressed to be like, you tricked me.
You'd just be like, oh, it's like a little different, maybe.
Yeah, I'd be like, is this Canada Dry?
Yeah, they might,
like,
use something else. I wouldn't be like, what the fuck? It comes right. I know this taste.
I know this famous Coke Sprite combo. Because I do think when you get the more Sprite, you're increasing the citrusiness of the bouquet, which I think matches it closer to ginger ale. And, like, the Sprite bubbles, like, we talked about this in the Coke episode, that, like, I think ginger ale has, like, foamier bubbles than Coke. And so I do feel, and maybe it's because now that the glass has been sitting a little bit, the Coke bubbles have dissipated a little bit, you need, like, you need more of a Sprite smell and need more Sprite bubbles. And then the Coke is just, like you said, to help balance the flavor and make it closer to ginger ale.
All right, and now
I just want to try the Sprite independently.
I'm going to put ginger ale in the mix and see how that tastes.
Okay, I'll do that as well. I died. I'm going to try some Sprite just by itself to see, like, how the palate compares. Because I do think the Sprite smell is quite similar to the ginger ale smell, and that's probably a big factor as well.
Yeah, but ginger ale is, like, more sour, spicy Sprite.
Drinking so much pop today.
Yeah, I'm, like, gonna die.
I'm about to go to the doctor.
I'm just gonna have, like, four half-drank sodas.
I know, I did think about that when we bought the bottles, but... okay, I'm gonna add some ginger ale in. I mean, this...
It didn't really do anything. It just sort of all tasted the same.
Sure. Again, not much change in color. See, but now that I pour the ginger ale and smell it, it's easier for me to detect how the smells are different.
Sure, sure. But like you said, like, the blind element of it, of just being given this...
Exactly.
Like, especially in a scenario where you're, like, at a restaurant or a bar where it's, like, they have, like, the Sprite and the Coke gun or whatever, and, like, they're like, oh, fuck, we're, like, out of ginger ale. Like, just give them Coke and Sprite. Press the buttons at the same time.
No, that's not how it works.
Don't they have the gun with, like, the little... It's, like, one of those pins that changes colors?
Yeah, but it's not like I need to write in purple, press the red and blue buttons at the same time. Well, that's different
because only one can come out, but you can press the two little buttons on the back. You've never asked a bartender to mix, like, tonic water and club soda?
Tonic water and club soda mix ginger ale.
Yeah, I was saying, if you mix tonic water and club soda together, it tastes like milk. No one will believe me, but right now my track record's perfect.
It tastes like soda streamed milk.
Yeah, you put the carbonated. But yeah, I feel like this is a smashing success.
I truly can't believe it because I instantly, like, as soon as you told me
you were calling me a fool, telling me I was silly when I brought up YouTube shorts again.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a YouTube shorts factor. But, like, just the fact that it's, like, on its face, it is instantly, I was like, no. Like, not even, like, I'm going to consider this, I'm going to think about this. I was just like, no.
Well, obviously, that's
and maybe that's a valuable lesson to all of us. That we need to not shut things down just because they might sound... Well, I don't know if that's the message we necessarily want to be putting into the world. Like, just because it sounds obviously fake doesn't mean you shouldn't believe it.
Not sure.
Maybe that's not the message for our modern times, but I think that... See, this... I feel like the moral of this is, like, do your own research. Which I don't agree
Dr.
with.
Dr. Fakey is trying to tell us that we need to have ginger ale. What I'm saying is you can buy Coke and Sprite and mix it together.
Exactly. Of course, listen to medical professionals on medical matters. Listen to us on beverage matters. And on this, we can conclusively say we have unlocked the mystery. Coke and Sprite makes ginger ale. I'm gonna say that's myth confirmed. Hit it with the big stamp.
Yeah, golden thumbs up
to you.
to the person who I saw. I think their name is Golden Gully on YouTube Shorts. They do. They make a lot of kulfi.
Sure, the Indian
ice cream
yogurt drink.
Yeah, or no, that's lassi.
Or no, that's lassi.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kulfi is like a ice cream bar, basically made with like
yes, exactly, milk and gold solids. Precisely. So shout out to them, Golden Gully. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening to the summer season.
Yeah.
Get hyped up for the fall season. It's going to be a good one.
Back to school, pumpkin spice.
No spoilers, no spoilers.
But it's coming.
We put it all out, just like last episode. But look forward to that. Until next time, if you need to drink some ginger ale, Coke and Sprite has never failed.
Keep your eyes out, true believers.
Gulp, gulp.
Yeah.